Okay, I gave you ample chance there to say something. You do that whenever it's comfortable for you, but remember, if you don't want to get up here and give your testimony, I surely would love to have it written out. I'll put it in the newsletter, make you famous. It'll go out to gazillions of people if you get it in my newsletter. Ben Webb will put it on the internet, and that newsletter will go around the world. You'll be world famous if you write your testimony. By the way, in Jesus Christ's eyes, you're already world famous. You trusted Christ as your Savior. All right. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit here about why we're not under the law. And it may not seem like that when I start off with, because I'm going to, you know, lay a couple things on you. But go back to Philippians 1, where we ended up a while ago. And I want to talk to you about some things about why we're not under the law. Hopefully some insight into how come the gospel will save anybody. I read two accounts this morning from a little Christian publication out of Houston about, and these were both women, but it was about their salvation and how they happened to get saved and how they happened to come unto the knowledge of the grace of God in their life, where they had been, what they were doing when they were there, and it was not any good. And as an end result of that, how the Lord made His grace to shine upon them, so to speak, and how they came to understand that it was not because they were worth anything that they got saved. And in other words, they didn't do stuff that God then said, oh, well, look at that. Let's save them. That didn't happen. We sometimes get this skewered view that we've got to clean up our act for God to even know who we are.